Lamplight Audiobooks presents To Die But Once by Jacqueline Winspear. Narrated by Julie Teal. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, Act 2, Scene 2. Prologue. Hampshire, England, May 1940. The boy had not had a day without a headache in weeks. How many weeks was it now? And how many aspirin powders had he taken every night when he arrived back at his digs, a shared room in another lodging house in another town? Another town with airfields close by, and buildings to be painted with that viscous grey emulsion. He wondered about the aspirin and the emulsion as he walked home from the pub, and deep down inside himself, he knew that one had something to do with the other, though his mates on the job hadn't complained. Not that he'd dare say anything. No, he had to keep his mouth shut, because he was lucky to have a job at all, so there was nothing to whine about. And, if truth be told, he should not have been at the pub drinking, but the landlord didn't mind, probably didn't even know. After all, the boy had come in with the older lads, and it's not as if he looked like an apprentice. He missed his mum. He'd never have mentioned it, not to any of the lads. They teased him enough about being the boy, though he might have said it to Freddie Mays. "Freddie, you would love my mum's spotted dick pudding." And he'd described the way she kneaded the suet dough, how she added handfuls of sultanas, currants and raisins. Then she'd take a large square of clean white cloth, place the round ball of dough in the middle and tie the ends nice and tight. Then it would go into the saucepan of boiling water to steam for hours. Hours it would be, and the sweet smell would envelop the kitchen. And if the pudding had been put on the heat later in the day, it would be long after supper time that she'd take it out of the saucepan, unknotting the hot wet cloth with her fingertips. Then she'd spoon the pudding into bowls and pour a big dollop of Tate and Lyle golden syrup onto every helping. If it was a Sunday, she'd make custard. She'd said in a letter that they were having to cut back on sugar, what with the war. But he couldn't complain. Not really. After all, this job was an account of the war, though for the life of him he'd never come across paint like it. He sighed. At first he'd had trouble getting used to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?